God bless you and welcome to Yesterday Ended, Healing the Traumas of Life. I'm your host, Dennis Dobbin. Thank you so much for joining me today. With so many tragic events happening around the world and close to home, it's easy to be deceived that life is only harsh. It's easy to be distracted from the promises of God. So what is our focus? What is our mindset concerning living in the kingdom of God while living in the world? The three pillars of the kingdom of God are righteousness, joy, and peace. Do we recognize that these three pillars are all gifts? Do we claim them for ourselves? Are we living our lives to the fullest, or are we letting the darkness of the world blind us to the goodness of God and His permission to live the promise of Jesus to live a more than abundant life? Jesus warned us that if we lived in the world, we would suffer mental pressure. But he also said that he overcame the world. Are you having trouble finding joy today? Are you having trouble walking in peace today? Are you having trouble realizing he made you righteous long ago? In today's episode, we will be exploring some great qualities of the kingdom of God. Give a listen. Have you ever gone through a trial or tribulation and made the statement, "I'll be glad when this is over"? It's easy to fall into that mindset. We are in a state of weariness. We are being pressured by a situation or situations before us, and we want the pressure to leave. It's what has been called a rescue mentality. God, get me out of this! God, come and rescue me! Have you noticed that sometimes his rescue is not immediate? Have you noticed that sometimes we are left to stew a bit? Consider what God talks about in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Paul and his fellow laborers had gotten to the point in their lives where they could glory or boast in mental pressure. Why or how can they do that? The answer is knowing that mental pressure works patience. And patience brings about experience, and experience brings about hope, and hope does not leave us ashamed. One way of describing this in modern terms is we need to go through a learning curve. The first time a child tries to tie their shoelaces, it can be quite frustrating. The same goes with riding a bike, learning to write letters legibly, and the list goes on and on. Again, if you live in the world, you will have mental pressure. It's not all bad unless we only focus on the pressure. One of the main issues before us is how we think of ourselves in each challenge. Do we have a mindset of being defeated or a mindset of victory? Can we boast in tribulations? With what will we choose to identify ourselves when we ask ourselves the question, who am I? Who am I? Of what am I made? Am I the deeds of my flesh or of the work of Jesus? Who am I? What do I see in me? The patterns of the old man or the image of Jesus? Who am I? What words will describe me? The old deceitful lies gone by or the promises of his cross? Who am I? What thoughts move my body? Do I walk a darkened pathway or the bright provision of his love? How we identify ourselves and how we choose to think of ourselves will determine victory or defeat. Can we move past our past? And when faced with a challenge, what is our mindset? Listen to this seeming paradox in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Count it all joy when we fall into diverse or many temptations? What? I'm supposed to be joyful when I'm being tempted and tried? Yes. But again, God tells us, knowing this, the trying of your faith works patience. It kind of looks like we need to learn to be patient in the situations of life. We need to learn to step back and look at what's going on from His perspective. We need to choose to look down on the situation, knowing we are victorious in Christ. We need to realize they are with us in that moment. The Father and His Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit do not abandon us. And with that understanding, we can endure or be patient in the challenges of life. Now look at the benefits stated in verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Learning to be patient is, as the old saying goes, a virtue. Patience is a noble quality that we must learn in our lives. And while we are patient, we can be joyfully remembering that God's presence is with us. The rescue me mentality, get me out of this now, postpones our ability to live in joy, which is possible even in the midst of a trial or temptation. So my first question today is, where are you living? Are we living in the power of the kingdom? Do we realize that the trying of our faith works benefits? Instead of wanting to be rescued, we need to develop the mindset of a warrior. Warriors do not run away from a fight, they run towards it. Ephesians chapter 6 describes the armor of God. One piece of the armor of God is the breastplate of righteousness. In days of old, many times a breastplate would be covered with an emblem of the city or country from where the warrior came. It showed their identity, who they were. Our identity is being righteous. It is not something we work for. It is who we have been made, according to Romans chapter 5, verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. You were born into this world in the flesh. You are a great, great, times a whole bunch of greats, great-grandchild of Adam. He made you a sinner because of his disobedience. But by the obedience of Jesus, you are made righteous. That's who you are. You are in a right state before God. When the Father looks upon us, He sees His Son, Jesus. With that mindset, we can look at any challenge in life with confidence that we can overcome. We are more than conquerors through Christ. Through Christ. Not by your goodness, but through Him. I'm reminded of this in Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. You were saved by His mercy, not your good works. There is no work involved to be identified as righteous in your life other than to turn to Jesus and say thank you. We need to get away from the religious mindset of performance-based salvation. Your identity of who you are has been generated by the works of Jesus. We have the three pillars of the kingdom, righteousness, joy, and peace, as gifts from Jesus and the Father. Consider what Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Jesus spoke the words of his Father to us so that his joy could remain or abide within us. So are you paying attention to the words that he spoke? Are you meditating upon the promises he offered and claiming them as your own? Understand that this is not a transient joy, but a joy that remains. It is not a little happiness because a situation goes right. It's an inner joy that is full. You were filled to capacity with the joy of Jesus. As you patiently live through the challenges of life, you can be filled with joy. Your joy does not need to be postponed. You don't need to be rescued. You need to turn to Jesus and say thank you for the joy he's given you that enables you to withstand the onslaught of lies against you. And that's not the only thing he gave you. Look at John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. There is no work involved to have peace in our life other than to turn to Jesus and say thank you. You have it as a promise from this verse in John 14, and you have it because of the work of Jesus spoken of in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, that says we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And you have peace as a fruit of the Spirit that you can claim. Hopefully, you're starting to catch the heavenly situation here. Jesus did the work and gave you the benefits as gifts. And wait, there's more. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Your heavenly Father is not trying to withhold any of his blessings from his beloved children. He's looking for a means by which to bring out his fullness that abides within us through his Spirit and made available through the work of Jesus. Some reasons we do not manifest the fullness of his blessing is because we walk in doubt of our worthiness, or we walk in doubt of his graciousness, or we willfully disobey him. Yet the Father waits for us to turn to him to receive what he planned since before the foundation of the world. That's what it says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. All throughout the Old Testament, the children of Israel were very prone to fall into idolatry, and they'd be carried away into captivity. Towards the end of the Old Testament, Israel is once again in captivity, this time in Babylon. God spoke to them while in captivity. He told them, go ahead and build houses and plant vineyards because you're going to be there a while until I bring you back home to the land of Israel. After he tells them that, he says this to them, which is recorded in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Israel had disobeyed and rebelled, and they're taken away into captivity, and yet this is God's attitude towards them. They did not have the blood of Jesus to cleanse them. They did not have the work of the cross and the full payment for sin by Jesus that we do. Even after their rebellion, God had thoughts of peace towards them, not evil. And God wanted to give them an expected end, or as other translations put it, a hope and a future. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 tells us that if God be for us, who can be against us? The devil is defeated, and Jesus died for us. So the only one who can be against us is usually just ourselves. We don't claim the promises, the blessings that God has offered us. We don't believe in the righteousness wherewith we are clothed. We don't claim the identity of being his beloved child in whom he is well pleased. Take some time and ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? Of what am I made? Am I the deeds of my flesh or of the work of Jesus? Who am I? What do I see in me? The patterns of the old man or the image of Jesus? Who am I? What words will describe me? The old deceitful lies gone by or the promises of his cross? Who am I? What thoughts move my body? Do I walk a darkened pathway or the bright provision of his love? So your homework for this episode is to recognize who you are in Christ. Take some time to look through the verses that I have provided and think of others that tell you who you are. Having the wrong image of yourself will put you on the wrong path. It will steal many blessings from your life. Heavenly Father, I pray for your children that they recognize that they are your beloved children in whom you are well pleased. I pray that they recognize that you have made them holy. I pray that they recognize you love them with the love you love Jesus with. I pray their eyes are opened to that great love and that they walk in great confidence of your goodness towards them. I pray this in Jesus' name.